Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from heaven, the heavens. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. So today is the end of the Christmas season, and I've described a little bit last week with Epiphany. In one time there was a day when they would celebrate the birth, the Epiphany, and the baptism all on the same day. Now we spread that over the season of Christmas. And so today, at the end of the season of Christmas, at the baptism of the Lord, we see what we have prayed for at the beginning of Advent. Come, Lord Jesus, come down from heaven. Oh, rend the heavens and come down. God, Emmanuel, God with us. In the baptism of the John, by John, of Jesus in the Jordan, we see the heavens torn open. The Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus. And the voice, this is my beloved Son. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We see Jesus' true identity. And so we give God thanks and praise as we end Christmas season and then begin the regular season. Jesus is also beginning his ministry, his public ministry, and begins it with the baptism. Now, why does Jesus need to be baptized? He already is God, right? Well, he doesn't need to be baptized. But he is baptized not so that the waters make him holy, but that he makes the waters holy so that we may share in that divine life of God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Father, Daughter, Holy Spirit. And it is the sacraments of the church through which we are saved. Most Christian churches agree baptism is required. That's a hard one to convince people of, right? Why can't we just believe in God with our hearts and profess him with our lips like it says in Scripture? Well, it does say that in Scripture, and we can do that. But also, we should be baptized because it also says in Scripture that unless you are baptized in water and the Holy Spirit, unless you receive the Eucharist and eat the flesh and blood of the Son of Man, you have no life within you. And so they are both required. But why, again, are the sacraments so important? And the answer is because we are enfleshed spirits. We are spirit and matter. God could have stayed up in heaven and said, I forgive you from heaven. But God, who is spirit, entered into the flesh. In Jesus Christ, the incarnation, that's a sacrament, a divine reality present in our physical world. And in that sacrament of Jesus Christ, his life, death, and resurrection, he has forever changed human nature and established the sacraments so that all people of all time and space can also likewise sacramentally be touched by the Holy Spirit, God dwelling in us. And so our baptism is being united with Christ in his not only baptism, but life, death, and resurrection. And it is an official act of the church, not simply a profession of my individual faith, because Christ came to save all people and established his church as the means of that salvation. And as we are joined to Christ, so are others, which makes us joined to one another. The community, the mystical body of Christ, is inescapable. And it is the sacraments by which Christ instituted so that we could become the body of Christ. His spirit living in us, our flesh. His flesh joined to our flesh, which transforms it into his Christ, into Christ likeness, his likeness. This is a mystery for which we give God thanks. And so recognize that we who have been baptized have a great power at our disposal, the Holy Spirit, Christ living in us. And there are times when nature alone isn't really enough in this world to lift our spirits, to guide our actions, to shape our voices. God works through us because of our baptism. And the more we surrender to that Christ living in us, the more we can do and reflect Christ, the more we can do for his kingdom and for his good. For he is the one who is good, not us, but he is good through us, allowing us to do good. It is a great power. It is because of our baptism. And it is that this scene that can provide strength. We can stand in the place of Christ and hear that voice. This is my beloved daughter. This is my beloved son. We can feel and open ourselves to that Holy Spirit and hear God's love and experience God's love for us. Scholars talk about, was this an experience of Jesus, or was this something that everyone else saw? Really doesn't matter much, right? But I'm sure during Jesus' ministry, this was still a memory that gave him strength when he faced opposition and difficult times. So too in our lives. Our baptism, as we meditate on it and ask for God's grace through it to be more efficacious in our life, we can have great strength that takes us through our difficult times. And perhaps even you've had some experiences of God that are powerful experiences of his presence or love. We can remember those and call those to mind to give us strength and hope in times of difficulty and to give us courage to continue to proclaim his word on our public ministry.